Good evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Line Radio Show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder, CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, along with
Cassandra Big Wheel Smokehouse.
We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information. We would like to thank Steph for our intro music, A Time to Chill, off of his Keep It Smooth CD. And it is a time to chill. We're also doing Facebook Live, so hopefully everyone will be able to tune in and hear our show today. And we're going to move right along. Cassandra, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great.
Your weekend was great.
I know. Friday, I did a pop-up at this new coffee house on Grand River and Otter Drive. We did the coffee house, which that turned out to be very, very
having a little difficulty. We're trying to make sure we're both on Facebook Live.
I had greens, I had macaroni and cheese, I had baked beans, I had real chips, and we had barbecue chicken. And I feel like it's just like a farm to the community in a world of their productivity. So sad. I can't say another thing about the food and soul meal. Those all-based green coffee shops have grand river.
Like you saying it. we work strictly out of pocket. We have no paid staff. Everybody is a volunteer. So, to me, that's saying a lot, because I stopped to reflect. How did I start working with you? And I had to go back to way 19, question mark, question mark.
Wow. I mean, it's been a long time.
Right.
Working with you. And such a business.
Right.
Which I was in middle school. And I remember doing your saying that someone needed their hair done.
What makes it so interesting is when I was at Hutchins, I went to the principal because I wanted to do an after school class. And this class, I wanted to call it Welcome to the World of Job Techniques. I had no idea. Exactly. And I had no knowledge about what it was that I wanted to teach these kids. And the principal informed me, he said, well, Ms. Pierce, we won't be able to pay you. It didn't make a difference. I still wanted to do this class. And I sent a letter to approve to the rescue at the time because I wanted to get some little handouts and things. And she put the letter in the paper. And all of a sudden, I started getting all of these items for this class to give to the students. They came every week. And my first speaker was, of course, my brother, who was self-employed with Universal Diversified Services. That was his first job, being self-employed. And it started from that. And, you know, I keep on reflecting back on the different things that I have done with you. And I don't really look to be paid.
Yeah.
because I am her personal secretary.
My personal secretary. I might call her at 12 o'clock at night. Mom, I need you doing that for me. Mom, I need you to do this. So what I'm doing is I'm sending her a text telling her what I'm going to do. I had a little that serious when I was in high school because for my business and for everything I do to help her,
another story. Her senior year. And I'm talking about when you talk about a personal secretary, I am her personal secretary. Her senior year, she had this class.
In the paper, it was just an hour for the sale that class. And so, you know, we had this list of people. I was to have this list of options for the sale if I did not have this paper. And my mother had to go off from work.
Take off from work. Now, did I do the research?
I did some research. She had to
chapter
one. I mean, by me being not listening and not thinking that title was going to be important. I did not think title was going to be important until this day. Even though we have computers, we still have to know how to type. And I refuse to learn how to type. I said in that teacher's face, so that's what she said. Still not taking it seriously. Grab our book bag, we're gonna stand in line, and sometimes you have to give them the hand. have to get with the parents and let them know, no, you're not coming up here and run this. She gets to make it to the finish line today. I love, I keep on it. I support you from distance. I love when you come and help on the group that was back. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for my service.
Yes, but we don't need any escort. And then we have one gentleman that was an escort to the girl, you know, every time he came past for the ball, they had dropped out of the program.
So he was my husband for the 2 years.
2 years in a row.
So he finally got to be an escort, and he enjoyed himself, you know, just to see the young ladies and their white gowns. I mean, his experience, we did it like my mom said, was 2009. So he was a grandkid. Bring out these young ladies because this is experience. I mean, we have to do.
I mean, and they're going to be some new things incorporated because of Cassandra.
It's pretty. pretty. So I'm going to take a picture of her on the bike. And then I met a new lady in my neighborhood. She saw me when they loaded the bikes around. Loaded the bikes up. She stopped us the other day. So I was explaining that I didn't have anybody to ride with while I'm at home. I need to build up so that I can be able to meet miles. I mean, bike bikes from Joe Bagel are 20, 40 miles in one trip. 20 or 30 going, 20 or 30 coming back.
Wow.
The most I can do is maybe three. Three going, three coming back. So I need to try to build up so I can get on this bike. So I met a lady, she lives in my neighborhood, and she gave me her number. And I was kind of, I don't really know her, so she told me her day is off on Tuesday and Thursday. So I didn't call her yesterday. Because, I mean, you know, I'm like the kids. I, you know, meet the new friend is hard.
Thank you. Sometimes I hesitate to do the step of
motivation, because you just, sometimes you just get caught up that I'm not supposed to come to people on Facebook, and I'm going to say, contact number 313-460-0596. You
to go on our website, www.mittml.org. All of the information that we talked about this evening is on our website. So we're hoping that you're going to come and cruise with us, because, you know, with me, there again, like Sandra said, I'm a big baby. I don't really do well on cruises, but since this is making it to the finish line cruise, I got to put on my big girl pants. I got to do it.
Right.
And I want those who are big cruising with us for making it to the finish line. Y'all may have to hold me up. I'm just letting you know in advance.
Right.
You may have to hold me up, but I plan on doing it. I plan on making sure that I go.
And if you lie, maybe make it happen.
Right.
She always tell me to put my phone on fire.
But all of our announcements, all of our events are on Facebook, not Facebook, on our website, www.mittml.org, or for more information, you can call Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596. Cassandra, what do you have for them as far as saving?
I'm going to just, like, I saw a young lady, you know, this is not very unprofessional, but you guys know that I love Kroger's, and Kroger's has Saturday only, you can download this coupon, Oscar Mayer Daily Fresh Lunch Meat, which we have sandwich for response today, and mom, it looks like you need a little bit more of this lunch because you only had 2 pieces left, so you look at that. You need to go to Kroger's only on Saturday, $1.99, you can pick it up to 5.
Oh, wow, well, I will be there. Hi, Cassandra.
Go take some. Hey, Cassandra, go take some. Bye-bye. Put some in the freezer. It's on sale. You have to download it on your Kroger card.
Okay, so we go to the Kroger website
and download
the coupon.
It's a digital coupon.
Okay.
And you can get 5. Now, you can't fail to get 3 today and go back to get 2 tomorrow. You got to buy all 5 at one time, but you can't do just 1. So, it's $1.99 Oscar Mayer Daily Fresh Meat. It's on sale right now. Oranges, mandarin, that's not a sale to me, $3.99.
Oh, no.
Okay, they have popcorn sale. Buy 2, your final count will be $4.99. You guys know that is what your deposit. They have leader pops on sale. Buy 5, save 5. That means you can get 5 of these items. Normally what I do is you have to keep those separate anyway. Because you might think you have this buy 5 and save 5, but you might only have 4. They're not going to give you a discount. So you have to have all 5 of those items.
Oh, okay.
On sale, buy 5, save 5. You got to have them together. I know we put them somewhere in the money together. So right now they have the Cheez-Its, which is $1.99. That's a good price. That's what your Kroger's card. They have liter pops, 2 liter pops, 79 cents each. Load up on them. I don't drink a lot of pop, but you know, load up on there. You have Burgess. You got the, you may root beer floats or Burgess floats. That's the same. Make sure you go. Everything is on a good thing to have on your Kroger card. Because you already get things on sale at Kroger, but then when you put them on there with your digital coupon, you're going to notice the savings coming up. And I like to get on my Kroger card at the end. I don't want her to scan my card in the middle because it don't look like it's really taking off. So if your bill say $90 and you give her your savings card, that's going to already take off what's on sale. Then that may take off $10 and then with your digital coupon. So at $90, you might be at $60. That's how it's
really?
That's how I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's
try that. I like that. What is that? That Minute Maid. They have that on sale for $1.49. That Simply Lemonade is a special. I love it. It's $1.49. It's only $2, which is a sale. So you might want to purchase that. They have Ball. Laundry detergent is on sale for $2.99. It's concentrated. You don't get a little bottle. I think that's $32.40. They have the Eggo's waffles again, you know, school get ready to start back to me next week for real. We have those for $1.88.
Oh,
we have Kroger brand apple juice. Apple juice, if you drink a cup of that every day, that's going to keep you ready. not getting all your brothers to eat your green vegetables and salad. Have a great afternoon. Have a good afternoon. Oh, okay. I know some people, when they wake up in the morning, they drink some hot.
Go home, back
love it how many, like, if you like things, mom likes like 10 things at a time. So she might bag up 10 things at a time. Go ahead, bag up your stuff, and then that saves you. It gets saved on sale. Like, I just went to Captain's and I bought 3 packs of turkey chops. I bought 3 packs of pork chops. I bought some steak with stir fry. I bought a big pack of chicken breast. The only skin is chicken breast. And I bought something else on the side. All that for $38.
What?
Hey, Captain, you know, I'll show you how to shop.
Right! $38!
$38. What I do is I get the small packs, like the turkey chop packs, 6 or 7 turkey chops in there for $3. And when you go to the meat market, or even to the supermarket, get the meat down on the bottom. Those are going to have the cheapest prices on there. I go through that whole thing, and I go to the bottom, and I get the cheapest. They're always going to have a lower price on the bottom of the stack of the meat.
Wow.
That's what I do. So I went to have, like I said, turkey chops, pork chops, steak, stir-fried steak, chicken thighs, boneless chicken thighs, boneless chicken breast, they nice size chicken breast, they thick. I normally have to split that butterfly bag, you know, chicken breast, they get right big, and then you don't want them to dry them out. I got all that for $38. And what I did with my chicken wings, I already, like, I cooked. So I have people who want Hennessy wing dinners. I gave you 5 wings. I already bag up those 5 wings and have them in a bag, put them in the freezer. So if I'm not doing Hennessy wings that day, and a customer wants them on Hennessy wings, I just grab out that one bag. So the wings are already done.
Wow.
So that's a lot of things that you can do to prep yourself. And I do a lot of things on Sunday. I'm chopping when I get my fruit. My family would not eat the fruit unless it's already clean and a bowl or already sliced up. So I'll go and get bags out of the garden, slice up the cucumbers, put them in a container, so when they're ready for their salad, they just get to slice the cucumbers out. When they want their watermelon, I personally don't like cutting up watermelon. It's too heavy for me. So you got to cut the watermelon in size, 2 bags and all that. But I cut up everything so they can just go in there and grab me. Because if I don't, it's going to be heavy because I have to go up my family. They will not eat anything that's not cut up. They will not eat. They will not drink juice if it's under the table. It has to be cold. And I have to be able to put it in the refrigerator before they don't drink it. So this is just a little tip from Cassandra's Corner. And we're almost out of time.
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry, Ma. I took up too much time.
Yes, you did.
Hey, Cassandra, that's how you do, too.
Oh, so girl is the best way.
Well, our motivation for today before our time run out, even if you cannot change all the people around you, you can change the people you choose to be around. Life is too short to waste your time on people who don't respect, appreciate, and value you. Spend your life with people who make you smile, laugh, and feel love. And this is going to end our show. We want you to come back next Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. And we will be Facebook Live. We want you to be safe. Have a good evening. And we will see you next Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. Facebook Live.
Have a good one.
That went great.
Oh, I found them from, no, they're...